I breathe a second before he kisses me, slow and languorous.
I love you, Malcolm, I whisper as I touch my tongue to his.
I love you too,
he husks out against my moving lips. When we pry away from each other, my heart feels swollen in my chest with love for him. I glance at my hand, and yes, there's the proof. The bright ring on my left hand, near where his thumb is still tracing the side of my palm. I'd never seen a more brilliant diamond in my life. The ring belonged to Malcolm's mother. It sits high in a pretty platinum band, and the rock glitters, bright and alive, even with only the moon and candles from which to refract light. I cannot believe that this ring, this gorgeous ring, is now on my hand. Exquisitely big, sparkly, perfect. It's all I can do. Just look at the ring that Saint gave me. That Saint just slipped onto the fourth finger of my left hand. I look at it adoringly, even as Saint looks at me. 6 feet plus of pure, ruthless businessman, one with the force of 1,000 storms. This eternally mysterious, phenomenal man was never in my plans. I was certainly never in his. But now, marriage is our future together. Now my ultra-hot fiancé is leaning back like a czar in his seat, watching me with that penetrating gaze. Saint has been the very symbol of a player, the most wanted billionaire bachelor in Chicago for quite some time. And I know with certainty that his guy friends and annoying female groupies are going to bust a brain vessel when they hear that we got engaged. Not to mention my friends and mother probably having a fit of panic and excitement. The girls are going to freak out, but I want to see their faces when I tell them. I grab my wine glass and take a sip. Did the guys know you were going to propose? He takes his phone out, thumbs off a text, and sets it aside.
They do now, he grins.
And his eyes look so very liquid tonight, my legs feel rubbery at the sight. He pushes his chair back to make room for me, and I quietly go around the table and settle down on his lap. Saint has the perfect arms. They hold me just right. Close, but not too tight. Saying, I'm here, but not, you're trapped. They kind of coax me to lean on him. Coax me, not demand me. He is confident, and this is how he attains what he wants, always with patience and persistence. He likes earning what he has. He holds my head in one hand and thumbs my lips a little bit, as if preparing them for his kiss.
I'm going to kiss you. Everywhere. All night.
He brushes a ghost kiss across the corner of my mouth, and I'm not only ready for another kiss, I'm eager for another kiss. I'm dying for a kiss that won't end until morning. Anticipation buzzes in my veins as I melt into his hard, warm chest and feel his lips press softly into the other corner of my mouth. I sigh contentedly, and then Saint lifts my hand and kisses my knuckles and inspects the ring, getting a small frown as he studies it.
We need to get this resized.
I don't want to take it off just yet. I cover it possessively, then shoot him a sly smile. I'll roll scotch tape around one side to make it plumper and keep it in place.
Classy, he says drolly,
and as we start to laugh, both his hands curl around my skull and he sweeps down to tease his smiling lips against mine. I tip my face up to his, and my smile fades at the sight of Saint's smoldering green gaze. I wrap my arms around his neck, hungry for him, so desperately in love with him, breathing. Kiss me, Sin. Kiss me like we just got engaged. He carries me down to his place. He's holding me so tight I can't breathe, but I don't want to breathe. We undress and pet heavily for half an hour in bed, our mouths latched and savoring each other's taste, each other's warmth, each other's mouths. My mouth is red and swollen from his kisses, and my skin